was how much of that is just a bad matchup for you, Stan, and you know, what about your general level of play today?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, it was my worst match of the whole season, and I kept it for the start here and for the World Tour Finals. So that's not the best one how to start, but yeah, there are days like that, and now it's over of that, and really, I mean, it's just matter of you know, looking forward, trying to find a way for the next few days, and you know, just try to leave this in somewhere very far, and try to come up with some better tennis.
Much of it is just your own mental state of mind late in the season, tired mentally, physically. What's going on?
No, I mean, that's, you know, there are some things that you know, you can judge it from, but I felt really good. It's not the way of, you know, being tired or, you know, being even physically or mentally. That's definitely not the issue. We have enough time between the last tournament in Paris coming here, so really this is not the problem. This is just a bad day, and that's how it is.
Thomas, you lost the first four games very quickly to like 15 minutes. How surprised were you at that start, and did you feel you were starting to panic, or did you try and work your way out of that?
Well, it doesn't look like, but I was trying to find something, some way how to, not even to find a way how to get from it, but find a way how to, you know, feel the ball, because my game is about the hitting ball nice, clean, and you know, then you can create something. But that's the beginning, what I didn't have today at all. I hit so many frames, and you know, just was not there. It was, you know, it's the thing that I have to, you know, sit with my team and find out, and make the right things for the future days. But yeah, as I said, today nothing works out for me, and that's the result.
Thomas, did you feel like you were hitting the ball well during practice all week, or even during the warm-up before today's match? It was just when you stepped on the match court, it just wasn't there?
Well, I mean, it was really not... I mean, you have places where you come and you know, you can hit the ball and almost with the closed eyes, and everything is perfect and everything is set up. But for me, I think it's just a bit different here, and you know, it's always it's a bigger challenge to me to find the right rhythm to my game, and sometimes I'm able to do that. Sometimes it's not the right way, and today was actually the worst way. So yeah, but as you ask, there hasn't been any like huge, you know, troubles or difference in the practice. I felt good, my body is good, so that's how it is.
Thomas, you've never won your first match here, but then you've always gone on to win your second match. Is that to do with the format and the difficulty of peaking sort of straight away against the best players?
Yeah, that could be also one of the reasons that this is a very unique tournament, that you come up and starting to play group matches. You're starting with, you know, the best players in the world. You have no time to start up or play a first round with, you know, someone who is a little bit lower on the ranking and get some rhythm and find a way. So this is a bit different, but you know, at least the start always, or the past years were better than today. So let's see, let's hope for the better days, and there is nothing less than I can just keep fighting and just, you know, try to play good tennis.
Thomas, you and Ivan Lendl are the only two Czechs to have played the finals five times. I was wondering if you admired him when you were a kid. I know that he hasn't got much appeal to the young generations, but was he one of your idols? And do you still think about working with him in the future?
Well, actually, I never had a name that I would would really see as an idol or as a one player that I would like to be like or follow up. So I mean, I like the tennis generally, and yeah, I would say it's more likely that, you know, some of the small occasions, like, you know, that we are five times here probably, but you know, he probably five times won it, so it's a bit different story. So you know, then the people starting to put it more and more together, and you know, but no, I think with working with him, I think that's over for now, definitely. I mean, it's, I don't know what has to be the change to change his mind, but it's how it is. I just respect his decisions, and there is no reason to still be, you know, looking back, but you always have to look forward and keep moving.
Thomas, a good win for Roger Federer yesterday. It seems this has been a bit of a res-